right, welcome everyone to the Out of Bounds podcast hosted by F News Magazine. I'm Catherine Petre.
I'm 3 Point Papelham.
I'm Aiden Bryant. I don't have a nickname, so
we'll think of one for you. Maybe at the end of this episode, we'll come up with something. We have an exciting episode for you today, folks. We got some hot takes, some controversial opinions, as per usual. We thought that it would be fun if we made a jersey bracket. So we're taking the four major leagues in North America. So NHL, NFL, MLB, and NBA.
Sorry, MLS, you didn't make the cut.
Not in this episode. And we're pitting our favorite jerseys against each other. So it might get a little heated, but that's the name of the game. So we're starting off strong with NHL, my favorite league as the resident hockey fan. So we're going to go two by twos. The first two jerseys we're going to look at are the Arizona Coyotes. They're 1998 to 1999 jerseys. Recently, the Coyotes did a reverse retro of these jerseys, but I'm using the original here. We're going back to basics. And the Detroit Red Wings, their 1987 to 2007 regular season jerseys. Okay. You guys have pictures pulled up. Are we all looking at the same ones?
I am.
We are, yes.
At one white dude who looks like he's chewing on gum, and a second white dude who looks like he is trying to squat, but his pants won't let him.
Great. That is Hall of Famer Sergei Fedorov and
I'm so sorry.
NHL star Daniel Briere. But hey, accurate depictions. So we're going to start off with the Coyotes first. This is possibly the most 90s jersey I have ever seen. So for our listeners at home, it's got these dark green shoulder pads with a maroon stripe. We've got the classic kachina, which is a hallmark of Coyotes like jerseys or logos. I guess I keep calling them the Arizona Coyotes. At the time, they were the Phoenix Coyotes. Same difference, essentially. And there's some fun little like stripe block detail all along like the collar and the edge of it. I think this is just a fun jersey. Like, it's the most 90s jersey I can think of, again.
It kind of looks like a Mesoamerican pattern. They're talking about the white pattern underneath that kind of contrasts the black on the main part of the jersey. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a call out to Mesoamerican culture.
Yeah, I was going to second that. I think it's mainly because of like Arizona culture stuff.
Yeah, I will say like the Arizona Coyotes, and I guess by extension, the Phoenix Coyotes, their jerseys are really great at incorporating like their physical environment. So there's a lot of like Sonoran and, you know, like indigenous patterns or motifs that are in their jerseys, and I think that's like awesome. Obviously, like again, like with the kachina, that's a hallmark of Arizona as a physical and cultural environment, which is awesome. But how do you guys feel about the look of this? How are we feeling about it?
I love this jersey personally. I always have. It was one of the first hockey jerseys I ever really saw and was like, oh, that's really cool, I want one of those. I think whenever they do anything with it, it looks great. I would say this is an early contender for the NHL winner for me. So yeah, I love it.
I love the logo. I know we're talking specifically about like jerseys, and maybe the logo is sometimes part of the jersey, sometimes it's not, depending on the team. But that coyote is so adorable. I don't think they want me to call it adorable, but he looks part robotic, but part friendly. He looks like a bro that I would hang out with at a hockey game. I love his face mask. It reminds me a lot of Slade from Teen Titans. He just, like, that coyote just seems like a badass and somebody you don't want to mess with on the skate. But at the same time, you could go to the bar after a game and have a good drink with them.
These are a chill jersey. This is, like, the person who wears this is, like, a chill person.
Oh, 100%. Oh.
Okay. Moving on to Detroit. Hear me out, okay? Hear me out.
Okay.
I know.
I'm skeptical.
I know.
I smell a little bias here, not gonna lie, but I'm just gonna leave it.
Oh, do you see a Philadelphia Flyers jersey? Okay, let me have this one thing. Let me have the Detroit Red Wings. Okay, this is their 1987 to 2007 jersey. All right, the fact that they wore it for so long shows that it is classic. It is iconic. When you think of Detroit, you think of their red jerseys. This is the jersey that you think of, right? And it is like, I love this jersey. First of all, I love that it's all red. I'm a big fan of like a monochromatic like jersey setup with the pants and like the breezers. It looks great. And it's like, it's classic. It's the Detroit Red Wings jersey. And we have Sergei Fedorov showing it off for us. That was a biased pick on my part, but I love this jersey. I love it so much.
I mean, I'd say it's a classic, no doubt. I mean, I personally associate Red Wings jerseys with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, even though this isn't the exact one that's in there. But like that, it's iconic. It does transcend the sport, but aesthetically, I have to go with the Coyotes jersey over this one personally.
I mean, I'm coming at this really cold. Like, this is the first time I've seen Cats picks. So, like, seeing the Coyotes versus seeing the Red Wings, to me, I'm so sorry. There's no contest. It's the Coyotes. The Red Wings jersey is just, it reminds me of Pizza Hut. I look at it and I go, this is like a Pizza Hut logo, except with a wheel and wings. I want pizza now.
Well, you're gonna have to take that up with the Red Wings, because they've had that logo since like the original six era. So
it's a color. It's like the color of the Pizza Hut top, which honestly might be a good thing. But because there's too so much of it, like my eye just, for me personally, I actually like start to get blinded by the lights. I'm like the weekend. I just see red everywhere, and I start to think, oh my god, am I in red Soviet Russia? We're gonna cut that. But I think for me, I think the Coyotes is a cleaner look, because even though it's busier, it's really balanced well. I think the Red Wings just is, there is beauty in simplicity, though. There is beauty in minimalism.
And it's the history of it.
God,
I would give it that. I'd say part of why I think a jersey really lasts is the people who play in it. And I think the Red Wings certainly have a lot more than the Coyotes. However, I dock them the points, because I don't like when a team doesn't change their jerseys for a long time. I think we need to, it should be about innovation and creativity. And they just stuck with this for so long that I cannot give it my vote.
All right. The history point to me goes to the Coyotes. I mean, what am I saying? The history point goes to the Coyotes. I said this wrong thing two times. Yeah,
the illustrious Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
The history point goes to Detroit. Gosh, I got it right. First try. The aesthetic point goes to the Coyotes. Personal preference to me is Coyotes. So I think I'm just going to go with the Coyotes.
Also, I would wear a Coyotes jersey even if I wasn't a hockey fan. I don't think I could say the same for a Red Wings jersey. It does not have the same appeal.
That's true. I'm realizing now I should have maybe put two busy jerseys next to each other, but that's my fault. Also, Ben, the Detroit Red Wings play in Little Caesars Arena, so maybe you're onto something with pizza. I think we're going to have to move Arizona on, as much as it pains me to say, because I love Detroit deeply, even though they consistently fail me sometimes. That's not their fault, though.
Kat, I'm so sorry, but I actually had to cut you off there, because we are paid by Pizza Hut, not to mention Little Caesars. I am so sorry.
But they're hot and ready.
Just to become an ad. Hey, Pizza Hut, sponsor us. Okay, so Coyotes moves forward. We got our next two jerseys. First, and it's a picture of Wayne Gretzky, and I do not remember who this other person is. I should probably know this.
Isn't that Brett Hull?
Oh, I think it is Brett Hull, number 16.
I mean, that's who I associate with the Blues.
Yeah, you think of like Brett Hull and then Wayne Gretzky, I guess.
I guess. It's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, but I think of like Wayne Gretzky and I think of the Oilers.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's besides the point. These jerseys are from their 97-98 season. These are their third jerseys. And first, I want to make the argument that these should be their first jerseys. These should not be your third alternate. You should be wearing this every night. These are baller, okay? They're colorful, they're fun, also 90s. Like, look at Wayne Gretzky's like turtleneck, like neck thing. I don't know if that's a shirt or like a neck cover, but regardless, he looks phenomenal. This is a bomb jersey.
I totally agree. Just to disclose my bias, I have been looking for these on eBay recently. So this is like when we were doing this, I fully expected and hoped that this one would be in here. There was also another jersey I hoped would be in here, but we'll get to that later. These are great. I think the reverse retro take they did on them recently were also great, but I would personally prefer these.
Mm-hmm.
I think these and the Kachina jerseys are both very strong contenders to win the whole thing. So
yeah. Okay. All right. I love that it says St. Louis in the logo too. I feel like that's an underrated detail. I really like that. Ben?
Yeah, I don't know if I have thoughts because I was thinking about food and the red and yellow was making me think of McDonald's. So I was thinking about the McDonald's like outline around their neck, but I will say that I am a giant fan of a jersey where you can wear like a turtleneck or an undershirt underneath it and pull it off magnificently. And I think Mr. Gretzky here does it fabulously. I love it, the look on him, because it's like the white, but then like you have that colorful, vibrant energy over the top. The Blues logo is just so good too, by the way. I think highlighting that is a really smart choice. Like you said, Kat, the word St. Louis is in a really clean serif font that is centered on the person, is centered on the jersey, right at the top of the music note / angel wing / dove wing. And I think it's a really clean look. So I love the logo placement, love the lettering, love the color. So this is probably my favorite of the three jerseys we've seen so far.
It's such a good jersey. And I feel like it has a lot of details in jerseys you don't see now. Like the collar, it's pointed. It's like a V almost. I feel like you don't see that anymore. And I really like that look. And all of the piping around the logo, I just think it's a clean look.
Contrasted with this, and you really need to explain what this is that I'm looking at.
I'm so mad about this pick for so many reasons. I'm not going to lie.
Are we looking at Vancouver?
Yes. I'm so heated over this right now. You don't even know how heated this made me.
Okay, let me explain it because Ben is really confused. These are the Vancouver Canucks 1982-83 Flying V jerseys, which I think they actually wore from 1982 to 1985. This is the most 80s jersey I've ever seen. This is not part of it. I hate a yellow helmet, a la like Vegas Golden Knights, and they're like weird gold buckets right now. But I don't mind it here. I don't mind. It's like, it's one look. It's striped. It looks like a sweater that you would just wear. Like, this is a wearable jersey, and it's a fun jersey. And there is no other jersey like it in existence. Name me a jersey that looks like the Vancouver Canucks Flying V.
I think there's a good reason for that, first of all.
I can name one, actually. And it's not a sports team. It's a space team. The old TV show Lost in Space. You know, the black and white. It was black and white for two seasons. And then it became colorized in the third season. And when it became color, it was like everyone was on an acid trip. And we realized that all the colors on the sets and what they were wearing just were so bad. They were sweaters, basically, with this V pattern, with this alternating color V pattern. And this is what this is reminding me of. They're like beings from another planet, specifically Lost in Space planet. And their helmets look like they're RoboCop, except it's yellow RoboCop. I don't understand this look.
And I think that's what makes it so interesting.
No.
Aiden hates this, and I cannot wait to hear you.
I have one, I just don't like them. I don't think they're wearable at all. If someone was wearing that, I would feel like they're at risk of getting beat up just looking like a nerd. Second,
If you wanted to pick a Canucks jersey, that's fine. Pick the 90s ones they wore against the Rangers, like the Pavel Bure with the circle logo, the same color scheme.
I almost did, but that's too predictable, Aiden.
I would have respected that. No, jerseys. But you know what would have been the best pick? If you picked the goddamn Mighty Ducks jersey with the eggplant and the duck logo, I had that on ready to go to wear. What it was. That was my pick to win the whole thing. I have to change in the middle of work to put this Raptors jersey on. We'll get to that later. So, and you put it up against the Blues jersey. I don't even see how this is an option. I have to go with the Blues.
Please give me one really, really good reason to pick the Canucks over the Blues.
Because it's objectively not a good jersey. And for that, I think it's like, it's so different. It's so interesting. It's, you know exactly like what team it is every time you see it. You're like, that's a Vancouver Canucks Flying V jersey. The only people who wear them are like diehard Canucks fans. And like, respect. You know, I'm not a Canucks fan, but like, respect. This is like an iconic jersey because it is so out there. Also, sorry about the Anaheim Ducks not being in this. We're like, come at me. Whatever. But like,
I'm not a hockey fan, and I know what the Anaheim Ducks jersey looks like from the 90s. Because yeah, it's so classic.
It's a good jersey. It's a good jersey. Is it as good as the St. Louis Blues or the Kachina? I don't know.
Okay. That would have been a debate worth having. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, next time you pick the NHL jerseys.
Well, I had faith that you would get it right, but apparently that's not true. So stuck with this. I vote for the Blues.
I mean, Ben, hear me out. Should we push the Vancouver Canucks forward just because Ben hates it or Aiden hates it so much?
You know what, that's actually a really good point. That's like your biggest selling point, is forcing Aiden to discuss whether the Coyotes or the Canucks are the better jersey.
I just feel like, why, if you did Canucks Red Wings, I would have been like, okay, I don't really care about this, but you're taking out one of the better jerseys we've seen so far, one that could win it all. Just to make me upset. I'm already upset most of the time. You don't need to make me more upset.
Aiden, picture this. All right, final two. And one of them is the Vancouver Canucks Flying V jerseys. Just picture it.
I think I would transfer, honestly. I'd go to another school and start a different sports podcast. I can't have my name attached to this.
I love the Flying V, but we'll push ahead. Wayne Gretzky in the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, I gotta go with the objective artistic choice over the troll choice. So we got the Coyotes versus the Blues.
The Blues.
That's actually a tough one for me now that I'm looking at them and actually thinking about it, which jersey I like better, because they're both really sharp.
I think colors-wise, I like the Blues jersey better. I think it's got better colors. I think it's also because I've seen Coyotes jerseys with better color schemes than this particular one.
Yeah, the reverse retro, I think, is better with the purple.
The purple's really nice.
Yeah.
I feel like... go ahead, Ben.
I was going to say, though, but we don't have the purple without the original black. You know what I mean? So that I almost feel like, should we not... I feel like... I don't know. For me personally, I don't want to discredit it because we know there's a better color scheme out there, because they wouldn't have gone there without having the original in place, if that makes sense. Yeah.
That's true. That's a valid argument. To walk so the reverse retro could run.
That is true. Like, I'm going to become a hockey fan because of the reverse retro jerseys. Like, across the board, they're like, why haven't I liked hockey before? Just based off of how killer the jerseys look.
They're good, except for the Detroit Red Wings, because it looks like a practice jersey, but like, that's irrelevant here. That's a bad reverse retro. But they're good. This is a good jersey. I'm kind of leaning personally towards St. Louis, which is strange because like, I don't have any feelings towards the Blues as a sports team or organization whatsoever. I like Vladimir Tarasenko, but that's it. But the jerseys are just so good. But do they get points taken away from like for not being the first jerseys? Because these were the thirds.
That is true. Were they the first, or was this the Coyotes' first jersey?
I think it was. Yeah, I think so.
I do think that's a valid point, because there were some jerseys that I wanted to select, but I was like, well, they rarely played in them, so there's not that much of a connotation. However, I feel like these Blues jerseys are so good that they transcend that.
Yeah.
But I also don't know.
I kind of, okay, this is me as an animal lover and really a fan of animal mascots wanting to push like Coyotes for only that reason. But I also really love like the design of this classic Coyotes look, because I mean, just the fact that you have the logo of like the image you pulled from Getty Images here, shout out to Getty Images, I guess, and that stock photo option.
Brought to you by Getty Images.
The way the logo is designed with the Coyote and the way it the animal's holding the hockey stick is like a perfect mirror, exactly the way that this hockey dude in this picture is holding the hockey stick. Now, I don't know enough about hockey. I don't know if that's just the textbook way you're supposed to hold a hockey stick. So maybe I'm giving credit where credit shouldn't be due. But I also like the fact that you have the white, like we said, Mesoamerican banner around the waist of the jersey, and it really like shows that boundary between the jersey and the pants, which I think is really nice. I like that border. I think the shoulder pads with the forest green and the red ribbon underneath it is a really sharp look. Just like the forest green, blood red and black, and then the white, those four colors put together really evoke nature. It really feels like a natural element when I'm looking at their jersey. Whereas the Blues, I really like, but I'm also not really thinking of the city of St. Louis, aside from the fact that they're called the Blues when I look at the jersey.
Yeah, I feel like the Coyotes, it means something. The Kachina, the color scheme, the patterns, it means something. And so I think I personally have to go for the Coyotes, just in the sense, even though I technically like the St. Louis Blues jersey more, but I think the fact that they incorporate so much of their social environment in Arizona, like as a place historically and culturally into it, and it's a fun jersey and it's iconic to the fact that like there's a reverse retro of it that's done really, really well. I think we have to give it to the Coyotes.
I'm going to agree. I think it pushes the boundaries a little more, and yeah, I'm going to go Coyotes.
All right.
From the NHL bracket, the Arizona Coyotes, although that jersey is when they were called the Phoenix Coyotes. Same,
but different. It does, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Coyotes fans are going to be heated in the chat. So,
Daniel Briere from his 98 season. Thank you for your service, sir.
So I guess that's time for us to move on to the NFL. Ooh, let's go. Let's get hyped.
Yeah.
I'm trying to force the hype. I don't know if
I don't think they're that exciting.
Forcing the hype.
I feel like it fits the football vibe to try to get everybody hyped.
Yeah, you get the crowd noise going. You got the foghorn blaring, air horn. I don't know why I called it a foghorn.
We should get that. The Fox NFL robot.
Oh, yeah, Cletus. Yeah. Cletus. Spiking the football on the ground. Let's go. Got so much testosterone going. Let's do this. Okay. So NFL jerseys, I think all three of us kind of agreed before we started recording that as a whole, NFL jerseys are usually pretty, there's a little bit of an evenness to them, right? It's really hard to differentiate yourself for various reasons on an NFL jersey. One is you can't escape the fact that unless you're wearing like a hoodie, a shirt, like a regular old shirt, if you're just wearing a game day jersey, you kind of feel like you're in gym class. Right. And you're just putting that jersey back on and you're like, oh God, I'm being picked last again, you know? And I think the NFL as a sport, as far as marketing and branding goes, the jerseys are one of those things that you wear them not because it's like an aesthetic, like costume or clothing choice. It kind of more is about showing your loyalty to the team. It's like, yeah, I'm wearing Julio Jones on my back. I got Matthew Stafford on my back. I got Aaron Rodgers on my back. You know what I mean? Like, it's showing the name of the person you most love in that on the team, is showing your loyalty lines. It's not necessarily to be like, oh, I'm going to go out on a hot date and show and wear this jersey. Like, I've seen people like go on casual dates and like wear baseball, like game day jersey, because it's a button up shirt. Or I've seen like people do that with basketball jerseys even, or like something really nice underneath, because you can do that with a basketball jersey a little bit better than NFL. So with that being said, my logic behind these four choices was to pick the best jerseys from the 2020 season, because I always think of the NFL as a sport that is constantly trying to move forward and think, oh, we're the future of America. We're the future sport. Whereas baseball is very much tied to we're still in the early 1900s aesthetically. So for that reason, I picked Atlanta Falcons, their Nike Red second alternative game jersey. And I paired it against the Detroit Lions Nike Steel Vapor Untouchable Color Rush jersey. If you want to go on YouTube, you can find these two teams playing each other in these jerseys week 7 of the 2020 season, where the Falcons had that infamous scored a touchdown when they tried to kneel down, and then the Lions came back and scored a touchdown and an extra point to win, breaking the hearts of Falcons fans everywhere. The Falcons choice is really bold and really controversial. There were a lot of fans who hated this jersey because it is the very first gradient jersey to make it into the NFL.
I hate it. I hate gradient jerseys. I hate gradient jerseys. The NHL has tried to do gradient jerseys. They're bad. I do not like a gradient jersey. And that's all I have to say on it.
I like them personally, but I have never had a team be afflicted by a gradient jersey. So I feel like I may not have a lot to say, but I think it is, there's not a lot you can do with the jersey anymore. And I feel like the gradient is at least like a new-ish tactic. So I'm going to give it credit for that personally.
I feel like there was a better gradient option out there that they could have done for the Falcons. But I really wanted to do it just for like the sake of newness and the fact that it's like the first team that had tried this, and give points to some of the design choices. Like, I love the ATL on the front. They were one of the few teams to do like their city nickname or the team name on the front of the jersey. Usually is just the number. The Titans are another NFL team that does it, but I don't actually like the font of the Titans at the front of the jersey. I think it looks a little weird. It's a little hard to read. The ATL is really sharp and it's really crisp. We could debate the drop shadow on the numbers. I don't quite like that. The front of the jersey and the back of the jerseys, usually NFL jerseys will just outline the number and create a 2D effect. We'll see other jerseys that do that. But the Falcons have a weird drop shadow that with the gradient, it becomes even more apparent that it's photoshopped. So like it's not a good look, but it is the boldest look of 2020 NFL.
I mean, I respect that argument. I keep forgetting, like I keep looking at this and thinking it's like a Washington jersey. I think just because like the logo of the Atlanta Falcons and the color scheme looks like the Washington Capitals. So maybe that's on my part. But I don't know, like when you go from black to red and there's like nothing in between and it's just like this weird gross grayish color in the middle, there were other choices could have been made than just doing the two color gradient between primary color red, like crayon red,
yeah,
and like black, but it's not even that dark of a black. It's just kind of like a we've been washed like 30 times and kind of black, you know?
What's also not a good look is the fact that they have a red stripe running straight down the side, which creates this really weird border with the black gradients, because the gradient is essentially just dots that run the way up this line, this stripe. What I will say about these jerseys is that when you watch them on game day, another factor I took into consideration is I watch a lot of 2020 football over the last week, just to be like, part of, I think, jersey design is the fact that most fans are watching this from the television. And so what jerseys play out the best from a distance, right? The Falcons jersey does not look as bad from a distance if you're sitting in the stands or if you're sitting from your television couch than it does in person when you can go on the NFL Pro Shop and look it up and be like, wow, I can see the individual dots on this jersey. Like, it's not good up close. But from a distance, it's like, why not? Kind of like a Shamrock Shake at McDonald's. From a distance, it's like, yeah, you know, that probably does taste good. But then you actually go and it's like, whoa, that's a lot of men.
I feel like this is a hard jersey to rate against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I kind of purposely chose that comparison because I knew we were going for the Lions. Like, I knew there was no way the Falcons were going to get through. But I still wanted to talk about them.
I was about to almost say, like, a different tack. I hate the Falcons gradient jersey. I hate it so much. But at least it's interesting. Ooh, I feel like the Detroit Lions is, like, it's so boring. It looks like a workout shirt. It's, like, gray is a hard color. I feel like that's gray is a hard jersey color in any sport.
I did not plan for this. I really thought you'd all love the Detroit Lions jersey because I love this jersey so much.
I feel like for me, it's just missing something. What that is, I don't know.
Detail is what it's missing.
Yeah, maybe that. Like, I'm not a huge Lions jerseys fan. Like, I think their jerseys are okay. I think the gray is interesting because I can't think of a football team that uses gray as a primary color. Yeah. So,
no other jersey like this.
I like that. I think it's just, the discussion here is, do you want something bold but not very good? Or do you want something simple but boring?
Can I twist that?
Of course, yeah. No,
I'm going to advocate for your jersey, man.
I'm going to twist
that. You had a lot of very good thoughts about these that I feel like we're just dunking on, so I really do want to, you should really.
Because we're just like, this looks bad.
I'm so sad because I love the Detroit Lions color rush jersey.
Like, tell us why you like it.
Make your case.
So on the one hand, you have this boring, bad Atlanta Falcons gradient jersey that no one would ever wear in their life. But here you have a really lovely silver tone that pairs with any sort of like apparel you could possibly be carrying that day. Like, if you look at the, I will make the case that this jersey works better for a women's than a men's. Like, if you're like, the NFL has done this recent thing where they've been pushing women's game day jerseys that fit women better than men. This is so sharp because it's a really smooth, polished, like neutral tone that you can just wear whatever the hell you want with it and carry anything the hell you want with it. I think the silver really matches the city of Detroit in a way that the blue never did. The blue of Detroit Lions jerseys, their game day usual like home uniforms, it's a bad color. It doesn't remind me of the city of Detroit. It doesn't really speak to anything except for the logo of the lion that itself is super random. The original owner of the Lions, when they were picking the team name, the kid just randomly liked the animal, the lion, and that's why they're called the Detroit Lions. Like, the Detroit Red Wings make sense because it's related to the city of Detroit and their car manufacturing. And the Detroit Lions, for the first time, chose a jersey that reminds people of the Ford company and capitalism and the fact that we live in America. I just love this jersey because I think it's simple, it's clean, you can wear it with anything. I love the three banner stripe on their arm. It's a really, really nice contrast against the gray with the type of blue, with the shade of blue that it shows. It has WCF on the left side, which is a call out to Ford, one of the owner that bought the team in the 60s. I even love that the V-neck of the jersey is mirrored in the number font. Like the 9, I understand this is really painful for Lions fans because Stafford no longer plays for them, but the 9 of Stafford's jersey is so crisp, and it actually does something that most numbers don't do in NFL, which is they make the shape of the number, the edges, like the shape of the V-neck of the net on the jersey. And I really love that.
Okay. I mean, I'll go for Detroit.
Yay.
I'll go for Detroit. Yeah, I do I'll like the numbers and the font.
I feel like one is, like you said, boring but wearable. And I feel like if you wore that Falcons jersey, you would just kind of look like a goof. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with Lions there.
That's fair. The next two jerseys we have are the Los Angeles Chargers Nike Navy Alternative Game Jersey. Why are these names so long? I don't know. Versus the Seattle Seahawks Nike College Navy Alternate Game Jersey.
Okay.
Both of these looks are based in like really dark background, but then a really bright, vibrant color to complement it. The Chargers have their like navy blue uniform with really, really giant white numbers and a really, really crisp yellow, electric yellow outline. Whereas the Seattle Seahawks have a very similar navy. It's a lighter shade of navy, a little bit more steel, a little bit more gray in the hue. But with that lime green, that iconic lime green of their logo, their eye, outlining their number. But even under their shoulder pads, they have two very dusty gray stripes that go underneath the shoulder pads that are supposed to be reminiscent of the Seattle Seahawks logo, but also like the black lines that people put on their chin, players put underneath their eyes. They're the Seahawks, so a bird, so it kind of looks like wings. Design-wise, I really love both of them, but I like the Seahawks a little bit more because of the color and also the fact that they actually try to make a bird, represent a bird in their jersey itself.
Okay. I have thoughts. Aiden, do you have thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like my opinion is actually going to be pretty quick, so I'll just make it out of the way. I'm going Seahawks. For the pure fact, I think they're both great. They're both very wearable, which is rare for an NFL jersey, in my opinion. But the Chargers jersey you selected is not the powder blue classic one, which it's very hard because that Seahawks look is, when I think of the Seahawks, I think of that. That's the look. When I think of the Chargers, I just don't think of this jersey.
Yeah, that's fair. So,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
fair.
They're both very good, but I just... One is more iconic, and I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Okay. I feel like I agree with the Chargers. Even though I love this jersey, I think it's so fun. But you're right. It's like the powder blue that's iconic. And I feel like I would have pushed that one ahead if that light blue was in.
Ooh.
I don't like the Seahawks jersey. I know. Unpopular opinion in this crew, apparently. But I think it's like, I think that's on me because I don't like shoulder details on jerseys. So but that's like a personal opinion. I'm also
valid.
Yeah, I mean, thanks. I am slightly confused on like the pattern in the numbers. I don't know why it looks like a hotel carpet, but it
does. I will say that is probably the biggest flaw with that design is I'm not really sure why it looks like, yeah, like a steel
why table. It looks like,
yeah, I'm going to be real with you. For the first time in my life, I actually looked at the pattern and was like, I have no idea what the hell that is. Why did they do that? I just came to that realization that makes no sense. So.
It makes no sense. It's not anywhere else in their jersey.
I'm no. Like,
why?
No,
but they did it.
They did it.
It's okay.
It stands out, though. It's another
it's a unique look.
It's a choice. Look. It's a choice. Was it the right choice? Debatable. Yeah. But it's a choice.
I will say the Seahawks, both of these jerseys play really well on the field. Like when they're playing in these jerseys, it's like you can tell where the players are instantly. You can tell who has the ball instantly. Like when you're a football fan, you kind of get into the habit of knowing like players and alignments and formations and being like, oh, I can tell where my guys are at simply by the way they're lined up on the field. But I think to the average football fan, or maybe someone who's starting out, jerseys are really, really important. That's how I first began watching football, is like paying attention to like jersey colors and uniforms, and being like, I don't know the names of any of these people, I don't know the numbers, but I do know, like, I can follow their jerseys. And like the Oakland Raiders had a color rush this season that was pure white. It was like white jersey, white number, white outline, slightly gray outline, my mistake, white pants, white shoes. And it was like the ugliest thing ever, because you couldn't tell who was on the field. You couldn't tell the numbers from the television screen. Whereas both of these jerseys, it's so easy to see the players. It's so easy. It's so much fun to see Russell Wilson in his lime green shoes running down the field. Like, there's nothing more beautiful than that. And I got to go with the Seahawks. That's my pick.
All right, let's push the Seahawks forward.
Push them through.
All right.
No.
And so it meets the Detroit Lions.
So we got the Seahawks, and then we got the Lions.
I'm saying Lions.
You're saying Lions. Ooh,
I'm saying Lions. I did not expect that. Well, I think it's just because I don't like the Seahawks jersey that much. I think it's got too much going on.
Personally, I feel like the Seahawks jersey is probably one of the best in the NFL for me personally. Especially, I feel like it's interesting that we picked this one. It's the only regular jersey, right? This isn't an alternate.
Yeah, it is technically an alternate, but their alternate is so similar to their home. It's like a slight color variation that's different. Okay. Their home jerseys for Seahawks are a little bit lighter than what this navy is.
So this is technically an alternate.
It's technically, but it kind of isn't, because they only really changed the color and like took a slider and went boop.
I'm not gonna lie, that kind of brings it down. I assumed that this was the home jersey, and I was like, oh well, you know, it's just so classic. It's a good pick. But now that like they're like, no, this is our alternate, I don't know. I'm
you should have like, just lied and said it was the regular
jersey. When a team has an alternate jersey, for me, it's always like, oh, cool, they can do something really interesting with it. And whenever someone doesn't, it's just the most disappointing thing.
Mm-hmm. But here's the potential. What if their alternate becomes their current home jersey? But I'm always a big advocate of NFL teams that admit their mistakes and go, you know what, we're scrapping the old home away uniforms, we're going to stick with our alternates and make our alternate uniforms the new home away jerseys.
I'm going to go Seahawks, but I doubt their future in the tournament. That's what I'll say. I feel like that knowledge has dimmed it for me a little bit.
What if I make a big switcheroo right now? I can go into our G drive and I can just whoop, 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 and now it's the home.
That's cheating.
That is cheating.
I'm still going Seahawks though.
Yeah. I went with the Seahawks alternate over their home because I like the color blend better than their ones I usually do. But I am going for the Seahawks too. Because I just love that lime green. So we got Seahawks. Congratulations, even though you've broken my heart on like two separate occasions, you are my favorite jersey. So do you want to stick with this side of the bracket and go with Coyotes versus Seahawks real quick?
I mean, I think so. We'll finish off this side of the bracket.
Yeah.
And then we can either make a part two, or we can just continue and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing Coyotes, Seahawks.
Coyote Seahawks. I mean, you already know I'm biased because I don't really watch football.
Right.
Ever.
So like, ever. What I'm hearing, Kat, is that we got to make Aiden choose.
I think it's got Aiden, because we're both going to choose our own jerseys.
Yeah.
So, okay, fair enough. I'm gonna state my points, and then I'm going to let y'all try to sway me in either way.
Okay.
Personally, right now, I personally really like hockey jerseys, so I'm already a little biased towards that. I think they're really fun. You can wear them and not look like an idiot, which I feel like football jerseys, that's very hard to do. Like, hockey jerseys are just infinitely cooler, in my opinion. And then you have the Kachina, which is just so iconic. It's such a great logo. Anyone can wear it at any time, and it would just be cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks, I like that jersey. I personally, for me, it's
sports jerseys are also very based on memory and players. Like those early, like to mid 2010 Seahawks teams were very good. I really enjoyed watching them. Marshawn Lynch is probably one of my all-time favorite football players. So if I'm giving it nostalgia, I'm going to go with the Seahawks. But I think I have to go with the Coyotes because it's an all-time classic. And that's where I'm at now. I'm going to give Ben the chance to sway me.
Oh, boy. Okay. I think that NFL jerseys versus hockey jerseys are so... That's such a tough one because they're doing two different things, like in terms of like their function and what their intention are. I think that where football jerseys do have the edge, and I think you already said that, Aiden, is the fact that I think there's a bigger nostalgia factor to football jerseys in a way that I and again, I'm underestimating hockey jerseys. I know I am because I'm not a hockey fan, but football jerseys are very much tied to your identity as a person, I feel like, as a fan, right? Because you have your favorite jersey that you wear on game days. You have your lucky jersey you wear when you're at home. I think that football jerseys, more so than any other sport, evolve the most. I think football jerseys are constantly trying to be like, oh, we're going to get a new alter, at least in the last decade, right? Are constantly being like, we're going to get a new jersey out there. We're going to get a new alternative color rush mode going on. I'm not sure if hockey does that as much in the last decade, has done that as much in the last decade. Yeah, I guess just to clarify, I'm talking specifically NHL versus NFL. Because I know NBA definitely does a ton of like stuff with swapping out jerseys and doing a ton of different jerseys for game day. But I think like, and Kat, please stop me from putting my foot in my mouth because I feel like I am, but like NHL doesn't have a long history of like, oh, we're going to switch out jerseys for game days because we're going to have like a ton of different options that you can choose from. Because where it stands right now, NFL has like some teams have like 5 or 6 different options.
I hate to break it to you, but it is very similar in the NHL.
Oh, it is very similar.
Yeah, they have alternate jerseys. Some teams have like 3, but then you also have like, they have new jerseys for outdoor games. And so they like release new jerseys for things like that. So okay.
These are the words of a desperate person who knows 100% there's no way to win this argument. And it's like, okay, what can I pull out of my ass right now?
Arizona is so good. It's such a good jersey.
It is. Like, I'm not trying to like go against Arizona. I'm trying to be like, what does NFL have but NHL doesn't? And I'm like, I don't know if they do.
And I respect your struggle. But also I'm determined to win this bracket. And the Arizona Coyotes jersey is phenomenal. It's fun. It means something. Every single detail on that jersey means something. Nostalgia is hard when it comes to the Arizona Coyotes. I don't know if you look at that jersey and be like, the great times of like Shane Doan or whatever, you know? But NHL jerseys themselves are iconic and they're accessible. Even if you aren't a hockey fan, you can wear an NHL jersey and it'll look good. The only people who are wearing NFL jerseys are fans of that team. So I'd also say, on like an economic basis, you have more potential to sell NHL jerseys because even if you aren't a fan of that team, if it's a sick jersey, hockey fans will buy it and non-hockey fans will buy it. And I just brought this jersey back for the reverse retro. So it shows that it's a bomb jersey. And that reverse retro jersey did really, really well. People love that jersey.
I think you're underestimating the amount of bandwagon fans that exist in the NFL.
But like, I'm not a football fan and I'm not looking at the Seahawks jersey and being like, yeah, I'd wear that.
Yeah, that's fair. I think if we had done like just clothing apparel and I could show you like football hoodies, that would have been a different ball game. And I think I would have had a better argument. But yeah, like I'm not going to go out and buy like a Seahawks jersey because I like the logo of it. You know what I mean? Because I don't want people to think I'm a Seahawks fan.
See, right. Okay, Aiden, type like.
Y'all would just talk about this forever. This is a debate that will go on.
Yeah, I'm just going to end it here. I'm switching gears. I'm jumping ship. I'm getting off this football ship and I'm swimming to the hockey ship. Go away, football.
Welcome. Come over. It's great. This is
water's great.
It sounds like we're going Coyotes. So I'm going to go Coyotes. And I think they have a pretty good shot.
I think they could win it all.
But they're up against some great contenders, in my opinion.
They got some, oh man, those basketball jerseys that Aiden picked out.
Yeah.
Those hit me hard. Those hit me hard. All right. Crunch time, decision time. Do we want to keep going or do we want to end it here?
I can keep going personally. Up to y'all. I think we're in a good flow right now. So.
Yeah. What time are we at? How long have we been recording for?
Probably like about 45 30 minutes.
Yeah, about 35. About 30.
That's not bad.
Okay, so this episode will probably be around an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I say let's keep going. Let's start with NBA.
Let's do it. Okay. So I had a philosophy with picking these. It's a very personal one. These are three very iconic jerseys from my childhood. And then like one that I just picked because I didn't want to just pick old jerseys. I wanted to have a little bit of modern.
Did you just pick like three Knicks jerseys? Is that what we're about to see?
Unfortunately, no. Our jerseys aren't that interesting. Although I will say the Knicks jerseys with the black stripe are very underrated in my opinion. No, I picked a lot of like late 90s, early 2000s. And then I picked one modern jersey that I do feel like deserves at least a shout out. So I'm going to start it off with the Sixers black jersey, iconic, the one that most people associate Iverson with, against the Miami Heat, Miami Vice jerseys, specifically the black ones. Now, I'm going to start with the Miami jerseys first because I feel like they should be knocked out, especially what? Compared to the Sixers.
What? What'd you put it in for?
I just wanted some modern representation here, honestly.
No, you just put that in there to say that to make me really upset because I love this jersey.
Well,
wants to dunk on this jersey. Okay, keep going.
No, I don't. Let me keep going. It's a great jersey. It's very well designed. I mean, I personally really like the Heat. It goes along with Miami culture, which I feel like we've been talking a lot. You know, Miami Vice. It really ties in well. And I think their players look great in it. Sometimes you see a jersey and it's like your team looks trash. They don't look good in it. You know, you look at this. I mean, Jimmy Butler's one of my favorite players in the league. He looks absolutely fantastic. It's a cool jersey. You can wear it with absolutely anything. And I think it's a great jersey. However, the Iverson Sixers jersey is just burned into my memory in a way that a lot of other things aren't. I mean, this is really more of a conversation about how iconic Iverson was and how he made this jersey transcend the sport of basketball. It's iconic.
That's fair.
It is one of the most iconic jerseys of all time, in my opinion, transcending any sport. When you see just the logo, I know, oh, that's Iverson. That's that 01 finals run where he stepped over Tyronn Lue. That's literally the picture I included because it's the most badass photo of all time. It was on my high school graduation cap. That's how cool it is. It is iconic. I don't know how we could have a conversation about the best NBA jerseys and not include this one.
There's so much swag with Iverson. When I think of Iverson, I think of you are one of the most people with the most swag in life. And I think like watching his game is so smooth. And there's something about watching like the loose fitted jerseys of the early 2000s, late 90s. Like that they changed after the Pistons Pacers brawl in like 03-04, I want to say, where they said jerseys can't be as loose. They need to be tighter. They need to be a little more professional because they didn't want jerseys to give the impression. And this is kind of a delicate thing to say, but like they didn't want it to be look like gang, like street gang vibes, right? Because of the loose fitness of the jerseys. They wanted them to have a certain look, right? And so pre-04, pre-brawl, you had players flying around the court and their jerseys would just fly around with them. It was like you had this really cool effect of, I think, the jerseys kind of flapping around as they were putting up shots. And I think Iverson pulled that look up the best. I don't know. That was coherent.
I mean, I'm biased towards Philadelphia teams because I am a Flyers fan. And so by proxy, I do enjoy the 76ers. This is an iconic jersey. I like the Miami jersey. What gets me about it is like the number, not centered, not high up, but just like on the side of the rib cage. That's a nitty gritty detail, but I find that very strange. But I mean, I'm going to go with the Sixers. It's an iconic jersey. That's a jersey I remember from like being a wee child. I'll go Sixers.
I'm also going to go Sixers. It's just, it really transcends. Even if the jersey was not good, Iverson would have made it cool.
Yeah.
Which is, I really think, all you can say about it. It's just iconic. I have to go Sixers.
All right. We all know you planned that, but okay.
Well, you know, y'all could have went the other way. I mean, a lot of these jerseys are just so burned into my head that, like, the next one is going to be hard for me, honestly. Also because I'm wearing one of them. But we have the Raptors dinosaur, Barney the dinosaur jerseys, and we have the Minnesota Timberwolves black Garnett era with the like tree trim on the side. I think these are both awesome. They're both fantastic jerseys. You have the Raptors dinosaur jersey, which is just one of the strangest jerseys of all time when you look at it. The font is just so 90s. The whole thing is super 90s. The logo is actually inspired by Jurassic Park. Also, the name is inspired by Jurassic Park, I believe, because of the Raptors in the movie. You have, and not to mention, you have Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, two icons, both playing in this jersey. It is one of those things where it's just culturally, it's had an impact, you know? You can't overlook it. You can't overlook just like how cool Vince Carter looked in this. I'm going to dock it a slight point because he actually did not wear this jersey in the 2000 dunk contest, which honestly would have, that would have been an immediate win for me. The most iconic dunk contest performance of all time in this jersey. He wore the other one, unfortunately. But this jersey is iconic. It's bold. It's a choice that, like, I always want it to be brought back. Like, I believe they may have released modern players in the Raptor format, and I wanted to buy like all of them. Like, that's how awesome this jersey is. But then we have the Timberwolves jersey. I feel like one, Garnett is a better player than Vince Carter, in my opinion. So I'm going to give it that. He won an MVP in this jersey, I believe. Yep. You have, it's all black. It's mostly black, which I like because black's very wearable. You're going to look good if you wear this, in my opinion. It's a very wearable jersey. You have the kind of like icicle letters, which is a very great touch. And you have that like tree trim, which is just like, it's very subtle, in my opinion. There's a lot of very nice details to it. I think it fits the culture of Minnesota as well. It's got that like the ice, the cold, the trees. It's just super iconic. I'm going to also, the cons, I'm going to give cons to this one as well. I will say Garnett was better, but he is not iconic as Vince.
Ooh.
Not to mention that this jersey, as someone who wants it very badly, is kind of hard to find, whereas you can get a Raptors dino jersey very easily. They still make these. That's how popular they are. Honestly, I could go either way on this one. I think they both have pros and cons, but they got to be top. Honestly, they may be my two favorite NBA jerseys of all time. So, have at it.
Those are some great points. I need a moment to like digest them and think about them. Kat, do you have any thoughts?
I have some thoughts. First, well, let me say this. I'm going for the Toronto Raptors. Okay. They play in Toronto. I work in Toronto. I have feelings for Toronto. They play in Scotiabank Arena. I do not enjoy the Leafs as a fan base. As I say to like all of my friends who are like 90% Leafs fans. I have no feelings towards the Maple Leafs. I don't enjoy them as a team, but they play in Scotiabank Arena, which is where the Raptors play. And that's cool, I guess. This jersey is so good. It's so iconic. It's like the Coyotes. You could wear this jersey regardless of whether or not you're a Raps fan, regardless of whether or not you're even a basketball fan. This is just like a cool look. It's a bomb color. I love the stripes. I love the logo. I like the fact that they're called the Raptors. Like, that's so fun. That's so fun. It has nothing to do with Toronto whatsoever, but it's fun. This is like, I love it. This is my favorite jersey. And it's one of my favorite NBA jerseys of all time.
Yeah, I think that, like, I don't know the history of the Timberwolves, but the Raptors were an expansion team in 96, I want to say. And that was the year Jurassic Park came out. And there was literally a contest to be like, what should we name the team? And they picked the Raptors because everyone loved Jurassic Park.
Iconic.
I love the video game font of the Raptors. It reminds me so much of some of like the like old school one-on-one 90s video games you could just download on your computer and play. The purple, like not many teams could be able to pull off a purple like that, and they do it. And it makes me really sad that the Toronto Raptors today have this kind of like just, I don't know, blood red color, and they're very basic. They're all right jerseys, but when you match them against this Vince Carter purple jersey, it's like there's no contest. Why don't you go back to that? The Timberwolves, I do like the fact that it's all black and it has like very minimal design. I love the trees. They speak very highly to Minnesota and the woods of Minnesota. Both are animals, so I can't like choose one because of that. You know, they're wolves and they're dinosaurs. Like, I don't know. That's two really cool options. I like the font of the Timberwolves better than the Raptors. I like the number of the Raptors better than the Timberwolves. I like the logo of the Raptors better than the Timberwolves. I like the color of the Raptors better than the Timberwolves. I don't like the stripes, the vertical stripes going down the jersey and down the shorts. I wish those didn't exist. I don't like them. That's just a personal preference though. I don't think it takes away from the overall aesthetic to me because of all the other things that go into it. I don't like the NBA logo jersey above the Raptors. I wish that was gone. I'm getting really nitpicky here because it's so close for me. KG versus Vince. I like Vince as a player better too, even though I think KG is also iconic. I'm going to go with the Raptors.
Yeah, I'm going to give a pity vote to the Timberwolves just so they get some representation. But like I said, both of these are just fantastic options, and I feel like we really couldn't go wrong. Now, get into Sixers versus Raptors. I don't know. One jersey has a very iconic moment to it with Iverson stepping over Ty Lue. By the way, getting the MVP award in LA before the game, I believe, and then taking like just absolutely obliterating the Lakers, who were easily better than the Sixers. Iconic moment, one of the most iconic performances in NBA history. Versus like the Raptors jersey, it's iconic on its own, but if we look at the moments in it, like I said, if Vince had worn this in the dunk contest, I think this would be game over.
As Vince said, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. But he didn't do it, so we can't.
Here's a proposal. Like, pretend you're a kid and you're on the playground on the blacktop, and you have the Raptors jersey in one hand and you have the 76ers jersey in the other, and you're like, I want to try to imitate the playing style of one of these two dudes. Who is the most imitatable playing style between Iverson and Carter? Because that's a big thing for kids, and especially when you're growing up, it's like, I want to try to imitate step back three, I want to try to imitate you know, KG's like toughness and his, the way he like could block shots off the backboard. That's why people don't imitate Giannis. You can't imitate Giannis because he's 7 foot tall and his wingspan's like 7'7". Like, you can't imitate that. But anyone could be like, I'm going to imitate Vince Carter's stop on a dime jump shot from the elbow.
I feel like for me, growing up as a kid, and this was probably even post Sixers Iverson, I knew that he was just that dude. He was that dude. You can't deny that. As great as Vince Carter was, like, Iverson is just a whole different level for me. Like, Iverson is one of those players that when stat heads are like, Iverson wasn't good, like, I'm about to get in a fight with you. Like, he is just so iconic. It was almost a bad choice to pick Iverson because I'm just going to defend him till I die. He is just an absolute legend. 6 foot tall and just like going up against the biggest guys in the league. If we're going off of pure history as a sports nerd, I think the Iverson jersey is much more meaningful. But if we're going off of just design, I have to give it to the Raptors. So it's really just which matters more for you personally, I would say. And both are equally valid. So
what do you think?
I think I have to go with the history. And you're right, Iverson is iconic. And I wasn't like super into basketball when I was younger, although I did play it. And I was pretty good purely on the fact that I was taller than everyone. I had no actual skill, all height. But like Iverson is like, yeah, like that's one of those like childhood heroes you think of. Obviously also like Kobe Bryant. And I'm like a little mad that like no California teams were in this, but that's another story.
Jerseys aren't that good, don't at me.
Oh damn, you're not gonna get credit,
not up to this caliber.
Lakers gold and purple, like that's not
look, I had that, but it's not as cool as like no I just
what did you take it out when I didn't put in Anaheim?
Maybe I didn't. I switched them out at the last second.
No, I think I gotta go Iverson. I think it's the Sixers. And I think we gotta go with the Sixers.
I'm good with that. I was gonna go for the Raptors.
I feel like it's controversial, but I feel like Sixers.
That's totally, I'm totally down. Yeah. Like both are not, like both are great choices. You know what I mean? Like
10-year-old me would have chosen the Sixers.
No, that's true. No, actually no, for me, 10-year-old me would have definitely chosen the Raptors because of the dinosaur. Because I would have seen Dino and been like, that's mine.
Okay, maybe that was a bad example, but.
Well, if we're going off 10-year-old selves, I would have gone Iverson. Although actually I did own a Vince Carter Magic jersey when I was a kid. So who knows? I was really into Vince Carter for a while.
Okay.
So.
Let's go with 76ers because
we'll Sixers.
I love Sixers. History. I love to respect the history of the sport.
And then this is going to be an absolute bloodbath because we all have a stake here.
Yeah. Baseball. I don't know who wants to introduce this sport, but basically, yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Okay. I'm just going to start it off by saying we have, for a general choice, even though it does favor me, we have the Montreal Expos.
Pinstripe, who's surprised?
Flag. We all agreed on that. Don't act like I didn't force it in. It was Ben's idea. iconic jersey. I feel like it fits with the theme of the podcast, so we do have that one in there, but I feel like I don't even know if we should mesh. I feel like we should all just argue about which one is the best and then decide.
Yeah, we're not going
to matchups have no place here.
We're not going to pair one up. We're just going to pick one of the four.
This is Hunger Games style.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Giants.
That's the one you're going to defend? Giants?
Okay, let me say
Giants?
That. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. My school, first of all, Brian Wilson, the beard.
Overrated.
There were so many better Giants you could have picked, not gonna lie.
I almost did Tim Lincecum only because he was like one of my like early crushes as a young person. Cause I was like, oh, Tim Lincecum. I almost did it, but then I was like, I gotta go with the beard because that was so iconic. I grew up with the Giants. Okay. My school, my elementary school had Giants days where you wore your like Giants jerseys and hats and paraphernalia and like one or two like annoyed kids would wear their like Oakland A's stuff or whatever, and it was like a whole big thing because they were like trying to be different, but it was like it was all Giants. Like it's so much more like culture, like that's what I grew up in. And then when they won the World Series in 2010. There were the parades. It was a huge thing. We had like celebrations at school. Like it was a big deal. I wanted to find the Giants alternate black jerseys, but for some reason I had a really hard time finding like a good photo of them, because that's like the jersey that I had when I was younger, was like the black one. But like it's like the all white, you have like the logo and like an arc, you have the orange and the black, like it's such an iconic thing, and it's so steeped in like being from the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically from like the North Bay, that like this is just a part of my identity. I'm like San Francisco Giants. I don't even watch baseball anymore, but I will throw hands for the San Francisco Giants.
You make valid points. I feel like the Giants, this is a weird opinion, have a better hat than they do a jersey. I would rock a Giants fair. Hat, no I'll problem.
Yeah.
Like, I actually went to San Francisco and almost bought a Giants hat. I ended up getting a Giants shirt. Because, like, the Giants were my second team for a while. I used to be a catcher, so I loved Buster Posey.
So good.
Yeah, he's a legend. Hopefully he makes the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he will. No doubt.
Yeah. But their jersey is, it's very clean. It's good, but it's, when I think of Giants, I think hat. Especially that, the one that has the orange brim. But their jersey, like, I didn't want the jersey when I was a kid. I wanted the hat.
Do I have a World Series hat?
I'm gonna be,
I have one from 2010.
I'm gonna
As
be
you debate honest, this out, I'm going to find it.
The Giants font looks like the font choice of a Word doc that is, like, one of the most standard, like, suggestions that no one ever uses.
God damn. What did the Giants do to you?
I'm not a big fan of the look of the Giants besides the ball cap. I don't like the slightly egg white look.
I like the cream. I like the kind of, I think it's a good color.
I don't like the orange outline of the brown lettering. I don't like the font of the Giants. I just, there's so much about this jersey that I just hate. I love the logo, the SF logo, but I hate the actual jersey. I'm sorry.
This is very hard for me, honestly, because I feel like you're going to also learn about a lot of my soft spots for that team. I love the Giants. I think their ballpark is the best ballpark in the MLB. It's like a dying wish of mine to go there. I want to go to one game in the stadium and then one game in the kayak. I have to do it at some point in my life. But I don't know if I can give it to this jersey.
Man, okay. Like if I know we were going for nostalgia, I would have just gone with the Brewers and just said, screw it. I'm going with the Brewers.
But if you look at like the Giants jersey, I couldn't find my hat, by the way. I have like every other baseball hat, like Diamondbacks from 2001 and like Yankees. My hat must be at my parents' house.
Ooh, Randy Johnson era.
Yeah. It's like the World Series hat too, when the Diamondbacks won something. Listen, stop. They're not in this. But like you look at the Giants jersey and you put it next to the Mariners. The Giants is arguably a more iconic jersey.
Are we what? First of all, no, that's just not true.
Yeah,
Stop. I'm just gonna list off players for you real quick. Griffey, Alex Rodriguez, Randy Johnson, Edgar Martinez, Ichiro, Felix Hernandez. Like, if you were a kid in either the 90s or 2000s, like you grew up in that era, how did you not absolutely adore Griffey or Ichiro? Ichiro was straight up a childhood hero. Any video game that I ever play, even to this day, I need to have Ichiro on my team.
Yeah. Like, yep.
He is
okay, but it's not about the player. I know like you just did that with Iverson, but it's about the jersey.
If you played baseball as a child and you didn't do the Ichiro like thing when you went up to bat at least once in your life, did you even watch baseball? Like,
wow. I didn't know you were so strong about the Mariners.
Also, if you're interested in the Mariners, check out John Boy's History of the Seattle Mariners. Great documentary. I just always had a soft spot for the Mariners. This was going to be my other hat I was going to wear today. It went better with my Ducks jersey until you got rid of that. So thank you.
Oh, right.
You.
I get that you're soft.
To wear it different, I have to wear my Alara hat. So
like the Seattle Mariners look is so sharp, though, compared to the Giants. The Giants is just the bland, it's like vanilla. It's like the most vanilla thing you could do for a Giants jersey, where the Mariners, like, you have the single Y band going down the button of the shirt. You have the compass above the M. The font is really clean and sharp. You can wear like a blue undershirt like Ishiro is doing in this picture and pull it off beautifully. Like the
and the teal, Mariners, don't forget the teal.
Like, I'm not vying for the Mariners. I have another team I want. But if we're going with the Mariners versus the Giants, I am going to take like I'm gonna have a conniption because I'm just gonna be like, no, please, 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 it's gotta be the Mariners.
Okay. We gotta like look at the other jerseys, but keep this in mind. The Giants jersey has black and orange piping on all the sleeves and the pants and the collar. And I don't see that on the Mariners jersey. I don't see that level of detail on the Mariners jersey. But Ben, what's the jersey that you're really pulling for? And I know it's not the Expos.
It's the Oakland Athletics. Their throwback to the Kansas, when they were the Kansas City Athletics. I know you just took a dump on the Oakland A's by
only because like we got that, like I'm a Giants fan, like I have to. I don't like this jersey, but proceed.
But the Kansas City A's back in the day had these ridiculous vests, these white vests on, and these Kelly green socks with yellow bands around the thighs and Kelly green undershirts and Kelly green ball caps. And you look at this color contrast and you go, how does this work? But it just does. Like me personally, this is getting into my own personal aesthetic. I love being able to wear long sleeve shirts and then a vest or a tank top or a shorter shirt, like a short sleeve shirt underneath an undershirt. So I love like this baseball vest idea of like, oh, you just like wear your green undershirt, Under Armour shirt, and then you have your vest, baseball jersey on. And I think that's so sharp and crisp looking. They had another look where like, instead of white jersey, white pants, it was yellow jersey, yellow pants, and it looked terrible. It was god awful. But when you put it in white instead and you have that color combo of like green as your secondary color with yellow outlines and white as the base, it is so good. Like I can't even. I just love how good the players look in them. And I love from everything from the iconic A logo with the like little, I don't know, upside down devil trident thing going on at the bottom left of the A, to like even having the number on the opposite side of your jersey, and like it's asymmetrical as hell. Like there is no way you look at that and you go, should the 6 be there? Should the 25 be there? Like why is the number, wait, hold up, why is the A on the left side and the number on the right side, and the number is lower down? Like it looks like it's wandering in like another sphere. And it's like, there's no way that these, that the letter and the number should be where they are, but they are. And it somehow just works, and I love it. It's so wacky and bizarre that it has a big, big place in my heart.
Okay, but riddle me this. Does it or does it not look like a Little League jersey an 8-year-old would wear? I think it looks like a Little League jersey.
Here's what I was going to say, and I don't mean this as an insult. This is the kind of jersey, and I feel like as a sports fan, we probably all have this experience, that when your team wears it, it's fun, but you would never purchase it.
You would not wear this. You would wear the, it's the green that gets me.
I would wear this like hell. I would wear the hell out of it. I would pray down the street in these colors and this vest and be like, look at my socks.
Just wear the full uniform.
I would wear the full uniform. Okay, don't at me.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm not gonna argue. It's a look.
It's a choice. It's bold. It's the most bold jersey we have here, in my opinion.
Yes. Yeah. This is like, I look at the A's jersey and be like, this is a dad like on his day off. And then you look at Expos and you're like, yes, this is classic baseball. This is what I expect.
That's a dad on his day, like being a dad.
That's like a dad to work. This is
a dad being a dad, yeah.
That's a dad being a dad. The other one's like dad mowing the lawn. This is like dad at work.
That picture does have very much dad mowing the lawn energy to it.
I think it's just the way that guy's standing, like hands on the hips. Like,
is that Nick Yost? No, it's not Ned Yost. No, it's not Ned Yost coaches the Kansas City Royals. That's why
he doesn't coach the Royals anymore, does he?
I thought he did when he did when they won the World Series.
He did, but now they are.
It's Mike Gallego.
Oh, okay.
That's who that is from 2015.
Right. He's currently not managing anybody. So.
And maybe it's because of that jersey.
So I feel like we have our choices. As much as I like that Expos jersey, I feel like we got that one's out.
It's just in for like posterity.
It's in for posterity, and because it wouldn't have been fair for some of them too. So
I will give a shout out to the image you chose though, because it's Vladimir with his kid, right?
It's Vlad with Vlad Jr., one of the most iconic images of all time, in my opinion.
Which seems really fitting considering like they both ended up playing for Canadian teams. Vlad is just killing it with Toronto. So shout out to him. Pay us for your sponsorship.
I think we all need, we got to state our case for our jersey one more time.
Well, if you guys are both going Mariners, I'm already out.
Oh, that is, okay.
No, sure. No, I'm going A's. What are you talking about?
So wait, we're all split?
I'm going for the A's. Like,
then we have to make someone else move.
If it's between the Giants and the Mariners, I'm going Mariners. But if the A's are still in the running, I'm going with the A's.
I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going A's. As much as like I feel like Ben came in and just had all these very succinct like graphic design opinions, and then we were like, but this doesn't look very good, does
it? And Ben's like, whatever.
Yeah. I feel like
I don't know if I can hang with the A's either. I think you might be on your own.
Oh no. Okay.
I'm happy we put a vest in here, but it does present wearability issues, which is big for me.
So essentially what we have is this really weird standoff where if Cap can convince Aiden to come to the Giants, Cap wins. But if Aiden can convince me to come to the Mariners, Aiden wins. So it's kind of like, do you both want to win together or do you want to win separately with me on your side?
Yeah, because Aiden, you have a soft spot for the Giants.
But I have an even bigger soft spot for the Mariners.
And I have no soft spot for the Mariners, but I like their design better than the Giants.
How? It has nothing.
Well, the Mariners?
The Giants, they have the colorful piping. They have like the stitching on that jersey, by the way, is awesome. It looks so good with the pants. Okay. And the hat. The hat is part of it. That hat is iconic. Okay. I can't tell you how many like San Francisco Giants hats I have had in my lifetime, but it's a lot. And they've always been that logo. And you see that black and orange and you're like, I know exactly who that team is.
Yeah, but you also.
But the Mariners had Ichiro though.
Like, oh, it's Aiden.
Okay, but who hasn't like seen Ichiro's batting stance and his like crease ring routine and been like, in gym class or playing actually in little league, and then like I'm gonna try to imitate his like elbow up here and trying to like, okay, wrong side, he's a lefty, my bad. Gosh.
Okay, yeah, but you know what I imitated that in? A Giants jersey or a Giants hat.
I think what it comes down to for me is I do feel like the Giants jersey is slightly more standard than the Mariners jersey is. Because the Mariners jersey, you have that teal, you have a little green, their logo is very unique. Whereas the Giants are all about traditional. This is a very traditional jersey, in my opinion. So it really comes down to what do you want out of your sports jersey. For me, I think part of it is being a Yankees fan with a very traditional jersey. I was very drawn towards like teams that had jerseys that were not very traditional. I feel like the reason to go with the Mariners, one, it's iconic. A lot of the most popular players to ever play the game have worn it. And it's pushing the boundaries, but it still has that traditional vibe. It's not like the Raptors jersey where you're like, okay, well, this is just absolutely insane. It still has the like medium of a baseball jersey, but it just pushes it just enough for me that I have, that's my case for it.
So just to recap, Kat, you need to somehow convince Aiden to come to the Giants before Aiden convinces me to come to the Mariners, because it looks like neither of you are considering the A's at all.
The A's are out, but I'm not budging from the Giants.
Okay.
I believe so wholeheartedly in the Giants and that hat.
We all knew right, this was going to be a bloodbath.
This is going to be brutal, because like, I'm like, okay, it looks like neither of you are budging, but I want to give the Giants a fair shake before I just straight up say the Mariners.
Okay, all right.
Let's go, baby.
You know what? Don't
Mariners
even bother.
Are better win something. Let's go.
All right, John, yeah, boys, let's put them up against you. The Arizona Coyotes, and like, we'll see what happens. You already know they're going to lose.
I'm going to make a case. They're going to be – I'm going to make a case.
Don't, you're going to make a case? All right.
I'll make a case for them against the Sixers, honestly. I want the Mariners to go all the way.
Oh, 76ers versus Mariners?
That's going to be it. But that's two icons right there, so that's going to be it.
That's two icons. I'm going to say I'm going to go Sixers. A, because I'm bitter about the Giants jersey, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm not. The Sixers, I think, is an iconic jersey. I liked it a lot when I was younger. I like it a lot now as an adult. And I think the Sixers should win.
This is tough for me, because I feel like the Mariners jersey has more iconic players, but the Sixers jersey has that one really iconic player and one really big moment.
I will say, though, we did kind of both treat like the NBA and MLB, and the deciding factor was the history of it. I think aesthetically, I like the Mariners just as a design better than the 76ers as a design.
It just looks like a dad shirt, though.
The Mariners? You're just biased. You're so biased right now. I can't believe this. How would you not think that jersey's cool as hell?
I think it's a fine jersey. I just like the Giants better.
Okay, Aiden, do we want to push 76ers through just so the 76ers has a shot at beating the Coyotes? Because if we push the Mariners through, the Coyotes are just going to swamp the Mariners.
I don't know. It's hard for me.
I thought you brought in the Sixers just so they would win. You love the Sixers.
I do. I feel like you're trying to reverse psychology me right now. I feel like you look at the Sixers and you have Iverson, who I personally, on a just a grand scheme of things, is more iconic than Griffey or Ichiro. I think it's close, but I think Iverson is the most iconic. But this Mariners jersey does have longevity. It's really been this way since the 90s. You know, you had Griffey in the 95 ALDS beating the Yankees. You had the 2001 team that won 116 games. I think Felix Hernandez wore this when he pitched his perfect game. You have Ichiro breaking the all-time hits in a season record in this jersey.
I will say, do you want to be on the right side of history? Because the NBA is more popular than the MLB right now.
I know. I just been in a real big baseball mood. This was a weird time for me to come into this. I've been watching a lot of baseball videos. Playing a lot of out-of-the-park baseball. So, okay.
Like, Iverson's crossover is so smooth. Like, I think when we talk about the purity and aesthetic of just playing the sport, and I think about baseball players and I think about God Ichiro's swing, or the way he could like track down a fly ball in the outfield, is so smooth. And then I'm thinking about like Iverson's crossover and the way like all of his jump shots look so pretty, and I'm like, it's hard to compare them because they're two completely different talents, two completely different skill sets. But I think on a very just base personal level, I love basketball so much that I think just watching Iverson play is more appealing to me than watching Ichiro play, which is probably not a fair thing to say, but that's also why I think I'm pushing for the 76ers.
Yeah, I'd say that Iverson and the jersey in the NBA has more cultural currency too than
that is true
the Mariners.
I'm fine with pushing Sixers through. I feel like the Mariners have gotten their due. They made it out of their bracket. So they had a good run, much like in 2001 they didn't go all the way, but it's okay. So, shout out to my boys. I'm sorry.
So, we have come to the end, fam.
I feel like we're at like two ends, right? Because we have history on one end and great players, and then no great players, but like, damn, that jersey looks real good.
Someone out there, Shane Doan, is so mad at you right now. Someone's like the Shane only Doan, Coyotes player Shane I can Doan, think of right now.
Iverson. Shane Doan. Iverson. Like
Coyote or 70 or 1776. Like the Philadelphia 76ers, like I think their name kind of sucks as a team name.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Phoenix, Arizona Coyotes. Are they Arizona or Phoenix now?
They're Arizona now.
Arizona Coyotes. Like, who doesn't love animals? Coyotes.
Right.
They'll eat your face off, but they'll play hard for you if they're on your side.
Yeah. And I'd like argue for the Coyotes in the sense that like their problems, their team wasn't great. They haven't been fantastic, but that's mostly because general management has been so terrible and has made a lot of missteps and also done some things that got them banned. All of the Coyotes' problems on the ice are not because of the Coyotes, it's because of their management. And their jerseys are so great. It's such a good jersey that has been translated like recently into the reverse retro. I think all of us would wear this jersey.
Like,
I'd wear it.
I won't deny that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wear a Sixers jersey. Like, I wouldn't wear this Sixers jersey, but I would wear the...
I mean, like, I wouldn't wear an ordinary 76ers jersey, but specifically the one that Aiden chose, Iverson, I would wear that, right? Because it's Iverson. But, like, I'm not going to go out and buy an Embiid jersey that's, like, you know what I mean? That doesn't make sense because I don't think the 76ers have these throwback uniforms. So yeah. I don't know why I said that.
I don't think any non-basketball fan would buy that Sixers jersey. But I think non-hockey fans, and specifically non-Coyotes fans, of which there are many, would and have bought this jersey.
However, I think that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
If we're talking about just cultural transcendence, Iverson transcends more than pretty much anyone we've talked about.
I think that's true. Like Iverson
at
his peak was an international icon that like you had European players, you had African players, you had Asian players who knew Iverson, and like you would watch like you'd have delayed games on television internationally because of the time period. But like when people would watch tape and like of American basketball, Iverson was like the dude to watch and study the game for, if you're an international player, and for some countries still is.
But does Iverson make this jersey? I think that's the only reason it's got so far is because it's attached to Iverson. Without Iverson, I don't think this jersey would be as good. It's just because it's attached to the history.
I can't deny that.
I can't deny it either, but it's just to counterpoint the what Coyotes is jersey is purely aesthetic.
Yeah. Which so I think makes it more accessible. And approachable.
But I don't know, accessibility goes both ways, because you could talk to someone who's not really a big fan of basketball and say, I bought an Allen Iverson jersey, and they would know who that is. Whereas like you could honestly say, I bought a Phoenix Coyotes jersey, and I feel like most people would just be like, what is that, like a minor league baseball team? What are we like? I'm not saying that your argument is invalid. Both our arguments are valid, in my opinion. It's just a matter of, is this a tournament of aesthetics or is this a tournament of connotation?
Right.
I think it's aesthetics. I think if a jersey can stand alone without having a star player behind it, that shows something. No star player on the Phoenix or Arizona Coyotes makes this jersey. No offense to the Coyotes or the players who've played on those teams. And the fact that it's been reworked, it's so iconic that it's been reworked into a reverse retro.
And
I feel like the fact that it can stand alone is testament to how good of a jersey it is.
And I will say that I showed the Coyotes logo and like uniform to my sisters, both of whom really have no stake in hockey. The only stake they really have is in the Green Bay Packers, and that's it. But they were like, yeah, this design, this uniform, this logo is baller, it's great. And so I think that speaks to Kat's point of the universality of what the Coyotes have done with their uniform design. But to Aiden's point, like Iverson is so universal too that even though that jersey is tied to one specific dude, that dude's presence was so large that it is a universal icon.
Let me put it like this. I would get a shirt of just Iverson wearing the jersey. That's how cool it is. I would get that on a shirt. I've considered it multiple times of him stepping over Ty Lue. Like, I don't feel that way about the Coyotes. When you put the picture of the Coyotes jersey up, I didn't even know who that guy was. You told me who he was and I forgot.
Nathan Freer, best known for being on the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm biased a little bit, whatever.
Damn. I guess what I'm really struggling with was I try to go back into like 7-year-old Ben when 7-year-old Ben was just starting out watching sports. Because the way I picked sports, I was originally a fan of the Boston Red Sox in baseball. And I was originally a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers. Not because of Kobe, not because of Johnny Damon, or David Ortiz. It was literally the uniforms. It was literally that I picked my favorite team by watching the color scheme of the team and the logo. And I thought, ooh, I like that logo. I like that design. And I'm like, I feel like I would have liked the Coyotes better. If I was introduced to this version of the Coyotes, like, I would have been a Coyotes fan as a 7-year-old. I don't know if I would have said the same thing about the 76ers because it's just a black uniform with red trim. I don't think 7-year-old Ben would have appreciated who Iverson was at the time. So I think the kid in me is going to go with the Coyotes.
But the kid in you probably wouldn't have stayed a Coyotes fan because they weren't very good. You would have stayed a Sixers fan because of Iverson.
I'm going to argue that that's an irrelevant point in this conversation.
Fair.
I blame the Coyotes.
Well, I don't know, because it's like, yeah, on the one hand, aesthetics. But on the other hand, it just looks cool. It's just the equivalent. You might as well just get a t-shirt with the Kachina on it, if that's what we're arguing. A jersey is also who's on the back of it.
Good point. So things would be different if this was like, say, like a Montreal Canadiens jersey, right? It's not.
I think you can make that argument. If you were saying like, yeah, because this represents, you know, Patrick Waugh and Rocket Richard, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's valid. I understand that argument. Like, that's the argument that I'm making. But I think the jersey is cool and emblematic of a time in NBA jersey design as well. But it's just so iconic that I feel like for me, it has to be the winner. But both of these are great jerseys. I would be happy either way.
Yeah.
I just had to make my case.
Yeah. I'm happy either way because I genuinely really do like Iverson and the Sixers jersey.
Yeah.
But I have to go with the Kachina because of like its approachability and accessibility to fans of other teams and people who are not into hockey.
Right. And honestly, it's like the best of both worlds because on one hand, we have the idea of a sports team is constantly trying to attract new followers, trying to build mm-hmm. that fan base, build the loyalty. And one way you do that is by coming up with jerseys and designs like the Coyotes.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have the history of the sport and appreciation, and that's what builds loyalty as well. So you have Iverson, right?
Yeah, they're wearing a version of this Coyotes jersey now. I don't think the 76ers are wearing a version of this jersey.
That's true.
That is true.
I think I'm still going to go with Coyotes. I'm so sorry, Aiden.
It's okay. I made my peace.
The Coyotes win.
Look,
I never
once
win
again,
anything.
Iverson, he carried it all the way, but he just couldn't do it. He didn't have another round of.
I listen.
He had old ass Mutombo
with the Sixers, but I think the Coyotes were the right choice, and I'm like winner circle. I am deeply pleased by this result. I fought hard. For the Coyotes, this more than makes up for the Mariners versus the Giants. This has been great. This has been wonderful.
I mean, I'm still a little annoyed that you didn't include Anaheim because, like, this wouldn't have been a question in my mind. Like, it wouldn't have been, like, a thought process. It would have been, like, it's just Anaheim. Anaheim would have been in the winner's circle to me.
Honestly, if you had put the Ducks in, I would have just been like, let's just call it a tournament. It's going to be the Ducks.
That would have been too easy. That's what I'm saying. It's too easy.
That's fair.
But that's the best
Coyotes
of both worlds.
For this. I'm sorry, but you didn't get to wear your Ducks jersey. Wear it next time.
They finally won something. So
man,
there you go. The Ducks.
Damn.
Thank goodness. Hey, they're on the up and up. They're getting better. They have like defense and stuff.
It's good also, to have.
If we're doing a picture for this, it better be Iverson stepping over Lou. I'm just saying. That's my penance.
We have to like Photoshop a Kachina jersey on Iverson.
Sure, that's a dope picture. I don't care.
Iverson won in our hearts. The Coyotes won in the standings.
That's a good way to put it. All right. I think that's it for today, folks. Join us next week when we probably our continuation of why the Montreal Expos needs to come back and why the Anaheim Ducks weren't involved in this conversation.
I'm sorry, okay? We'll do a future episode of like our worst ranked jerseys, like the jerseys that we hate.
The Bumblebee. Bumblebees of the Steelers, done.
All right, Aiden.
I'll put the Giants in.
Oh. Oh god.
Alright, I'm Ben.
I'm Kat.
Before we go, a special thank you to 11AI for the use of their song Blur from their album Q-Time. You can download that song and more on Spotify under the name 11AI. And a second thank you to Jay Chegg for the use of her artwork for this podcast. You can find her artwork on her website and Instagram, Jay Chegg. Thank you.